This is a CK to Z news update.
The Strathcona Regional District, SRD, is hosting a number of virtual information sessions in the first week of March to recruit volunteers for emergency preparedness. Volunteers are needed for three different teams. The first is emergency support services. The SRD write-up states this is, quote, the heart of emergency response by helping evacuees find shelter, meals, and clothing through vouchers, as well as supporting the reunification of family members, end quote. There are also positions for coordinating plans and resources ahead of a disaster. The second is the emergency communications team, who are folks willing to become certified amateur radio operators or already hold that certification. These positions are critical in case the primary systems of communication are affected. Training and equipment will be provided. The third is the Canadian Animal Disaster Response Team. These volunteers help with the setup and maintenance of temporary animal relief shelters with the ultimate goal of reuniting animals with their human families. There will be two or three 45-minute information sessions for each of the volunteer teams on March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. No registration is required, and the Zoom links, as well as numbers for dialing in by phone, are published with the digital version of the story on cortezradio.ca. Sean Koopman, who is the SRD Protective Services Coordinator, gave a few more details.
Ideally, we would have 40 members on each of those teams in every community of the regional district.
Wow. Okay, so there's tons of space for people to join.
Yep.
Great. And would you be able to talk about the time commitment that people would be putting forward?
As much as they would like. We don't limit it, but a minimum expectation of 3 to 4 hours a month.
That sounds very reasonable. So there's this three different types of volunteer teams there, and perhaps especially with the amateur radio operation, there's a specific skill set that you can either get through SRD or have already. But in general, is it kind of open to just anyone who's interested in participating?
Yeah, absolutely. So for the radio part, as long as you are supervised by somebody with their amateur radio certification, you can go full tilt and participate in everything as if you had your own certification. So I would say 25% of our radio team members have actually not achieved their certification yet, and I don't think it's really held them back aside from not being able to practice on their own home station unsupervised.
And is there a specific reason for the timing of this now?
We did it around the same time last year, Anastasia. It seemed to work well. You know, November's our flood season, and then December to early February is our bad storm, wind type of season. And then mid-February to June, it's pretty steady leading up into wildfire season. So it's a good time of year, and the light's starting to come back out later. People are feeling a little bit more energetic, getting out of the hibernation holes that they burrow into for winter, but still reminded, unfortunately, especially this year and last, of just, the terrible devastation that we saw from last year's wildfires and flooding in November. It's unfortunately just been relentless in the province this year. But no specific timing other than it just seems to be a good time to do it. A couple people did reach out to me asking if they have to pre-register or put their name down in advance. So I just want to stress that no, absolutely not. Just click on the link and show up. And if you're unable to make one of the sessions but are somewhat interested, feel free to reach out to me and I'll take you out for a cup of coffee or ginger ale and we can talk about it further.
Anyone with further questions can contact Koopman by emailing skoopman@srd.ca or phoning 250-830-6702. The Strathcona Regional District sponsors local public safety lifeline volunteer programs as part of their regional approach to providing humanitarian aid throughout the area.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.